Welcome back to Matt Flynn, direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going back to the lines, Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
As always, Matt, help me out. This committee that Pelosi comes up with, and then the Republicans say, no, we're not going to do this your way, blah, 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 blah. And one of the big things they're pushing, McCarthy and the Republicans, is that they want to know why they weren't more prepared on the 6th of January. Well, doesn't that destroy your whole premise for the argument? You people are saying nothing happened. I mean, they've said it several times, oh, it was a loving group, Trump, our own Ron Johnson. I wasn't in fear of my life at any point. It was they were just tourists. So I guess my question to them would be, I mean, what do you mean asking us the question about not being prepared for this thing? You say it didn't even happen.
Yeah. No, that's very, very good. It didn't happen, but if it did happen, you know what that reminds me of, Dick? There's a famous example they give in law school. You can have different affirmative defenses and defenses, say, to a criminal charge. So alibi is one of them. Self-defense is another, say, to murder. You know, some fictional lawyer gets up and he says to the jury, ladies and gentlemen, my client has an alibi. He was in New York when this murder occurred in Milwaukee. And in any event, it was self-defense. Okay, you say that to a jury, you've just kissed off your case. You just say, well, first of all, he was in New York when it happened, so he couldn't have done it. And secondly, it was self-defense. That is what they are doing. And that's exactly right, Dick. What they are saying is nothing happened. But by the way, what happened could have been prevented by better security. Well, here's the deal. Let's be very blunt about what happened. Pelosi kicked, we went over this in the first hour, but Pelosi was confronted with five people, and McCarthy had salted it with two obstructionist saboteurs who are going to wreck the thing. One of them is Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan. He met in the White House with Trump in December with Marjorie Taylor Greene, Mo Brooks, and others to plan the insurrection, to plan January 6th. How to use that to turn over the election. He met with them. He's a witness. He will be subpoenaed to testify. You cannot have a judge rule on a case who will be a witness and perhaps a target. It's a conflict of interest. She threw him off. He also is the one who has said continuously in December and then January that the election was rigged. And then after the January insurrection, said that suggesting Trump had anything to do with it was an attack on Trump. And on January 6th, he got up and said the election was rigged, and he stood up for just putting Trump back in, and he voted against certifying Biden. This guy is a witness. He cannot be on the committee. And Jim Banks, the other one from Indiana, has shot his mouth off. He's another Trump saboteur. He's shot his mouth off the last couple of weeks leading up to this thing, saying that it's a sham, saying that it's a Democratic stunt. And Pelosi said, if he's not going to take it seriously, he's not going to be on it either. She has the veto power. There are three others she left on, and they are pieces of work. And one of them, Troy Nels from Texas, also voted against certifying Biden. Pelosi didn't like that. He's part of the big lie. But he didn't plan the insurrection like Jordan. And he hasn't badmouthed it for over a week, saying stuff like, it's a sham and all of that. So she worked with McCarthy. McCarthy's not in good faith. And Liz Cheney came forward. Liz Cheney is on the committee appointed by Pelosi. And she came forward, said that what McCarthy did was disgraceful, that Jordan and Banks should not have been on it. She supported Pelosi in what she did. Somebody asked her, well, what happens if for some reason Kevin McCarthy becomes the speaker after the next election because the Republicans take back the House? And she said, he's not fit to be the speaker. He has no regard for the Constitution. His conduct is disgraceful. He can't be second in line to the presidency. And what does she mean by that? The vice president becomes president if anything happens to the president. But right after the vice president, if something happens to him or her too, the Speaker of the House becomes president. And to have somebody like Kevin McCarthy as president would be a disaster for this country. And Liz Cheney said it. Liz Cheney said it. So, Dick, you're right on the money, as always. And there's the deal. These people say it didn't happen. What did Ron Johnson say? Our own senator, supposedly from Wisconsin, says, well, I wasn't concerned. These are just a bunch of guys letting off steam. I think Andrew Clyde of Georgia said they were tourists. Then there's a picture of him desperately pushing furniture up against a door to stop himself being murdered. And there's a gallows. They put up a gallows. If you ever go to Paris, France, go to the Place de Concorde, you'll see where Marie Antoinette was beheaded. They put up a guillotine and beheaded the queen right in the Place de Concorde, which right now is a big tourist spot. Well, if they had hanged Mike Pence, would have been the same kind of opprobrium in history. And they would have dragged him out and hanged him right there. They would have hanged him. Because Donald Trump said, if Pence says the right thing, great. Otherwise, oh, well. And they went up there yelling, hang Mike Pence. So Nancy Pelosi, they would have beaten her to death and hang Mike Pence. Hang Mike Pence. Ron Johnson said that these were just fellas letting off steam. Cop got his eye poked out. Another one stabbed at the pole. 130 of them still injured. They were beaten up. They were beaten by a mob. They were beaten in the belly and the jaw and thrown down the stairs. These are cops. It's a felony. It's a felony. And that's what happened. And that's what happened. Ron Johnson said, well, that's nothing. And then he said, if it had been Black Lives Matter, I would have been concerned. He just threw the Black Lives thing in there just for the heck of it. Signal the base. Signal the base. And what you have with Kevin McCarthy is all they wanted to do is hijack that committee, mouth off. Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan has a mouth on him. That's all he has is a mouth on him. Somehow in Ohio, they apparently like that in his district. And all he did was shout and insult in the impeachment hearings. And all he did, a whole bunch of them, you know, Adam Schiff met in a secure area to review confidential information. They broke in. Matt Gaetz and the rest of them broke in with their cell phones. That's a breach of security. You cannot have cameras. You can't have cameras and recorders in areas where you're taking a look at confidential information. It was against the law. They did it. This guy is a vandal. You might as well put somebody on Putin's staff on that committee. You might as well put Trump on the committee. Are you kidding me? They met with Trump in the White House on how to plan the insurrection, how to use January 6th. What was January 6th? Nothing. January 6th was simply the ceremonial receipt of the certifications that had already been sent in by the states. It's a nice ceremony. Okay, thank you. And then all the vice president's supposed to do is read it. Something that's been in the newspapers already for months, 2 months. Read it. Trump said, save the date cards. He sent that out on social media. Everybody showed up. He said he marched from the Capitol. That wasn't true. He didn't march from the Capitol. He knew what would happen if he marched from the Capitol. They went up there and he licked his chops and chuckled all afternoon. Well, cop had his eye gouged out. 2 people were trampled to death. A woman got shot. People got beaten up. And now we're trying to get to the bottom of it. The Republicans are obstructing it. Moscow Mitch filibustered a bipartisan commission that would have included the Senate. That is the truth of what happened. I'm going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.